I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, only in my home state of Wisconsin, the drunken capital of the United States, does this happen. This is Saturday night at the state capitol building. And you know, in the U.S. right now, these capitol buildings are on high alert all over the place. And Saturday night, a drunken cheesehead with no political affiliation or care, for that matter, no agenda whatsoever, drove his vehicle up the stairs of the state capitol building because he was drunk. 44-year-old guy named Willie.
Got to have some clearance there in the front, so he wanted to have some four-wheel drive or something.
Willie Burks of Madison, Wisconsin. I'm not sure what his ride was exactly, but he took that baby up the stairs to the cap the steps to the Capitol building, and then wasn't done. Willie got up to the Capitol and up to the top of the Capitol, was happy with that, then backed her down, and then drove against traffic before he parked his vehicle.
Do a little high marking on the Capitol steps.
And was arrested for his third drunken driving.
Ah, so jail, you like stories then, huh? How about this woman from Vancouver Island in, of course, British Columbia? Last week, there was a woman that was arrested and spent several days in jail. It doesn't say in the story here what she was arrested for, exactly how many days she was there. But apparently, John, she didn't mind it because she sent a handmade thank you card back to the jail. The card reads as follows. They posted a picture of it on CTV. The West Shore RCMP on Vancouver Island posted a picture of this card. I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip to the island. But she must have busted the law or something and had to go back and serve her time or something. I was nervous about staying with you guys during my trip to the island, but I wanted to let you know that I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was, especially the four jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated by the people in their care. You make a difference. West Shore RCMP. Thank you for the kindness while I was in your custody. 4.5 stars.
Yelp review.
4.5 stars. A spokesman for the jail said they were, quote, very impressed and happy with our review. So, 4.5 stars rating to boot. They actually tweeted about this, the West Shore RCMP tweet.
All right. Well, here's another woman who could give a Yelp review of a jail cell. This is a woman who tried, she was a robber, and she tried to get away in an ambulance, but she couldn't drive the ambulance. This is in Pennsylvania. 19-year-old woman accused of stealing cigarettes and Mentos from a Citgo gas station.
Well, you got to wash that cigarette taste out of your mouth with some Mentos.
So she tried to flee in an ambulance. Apparently there was an ambulance parked at the gas station. I don't know. So she grabs the cigarettes and the Mentos, dashes for the door, out into the parking lot, finds an ambulance, jumps in, and police stopped her after she got out of the ambulance because she couldn't drive the ambulance. I guess she didn't. Maybe was it stick or something? I don't know.
I can't imagine.
And now she's facing several charges, and she'll be able to pen her own Yelp review.
You might see her later too.
For the Pennsylvania Antoinette is her name. 19-year-old Antoinette.